The Ontario Fire Marshal's office has yet to release an official ruling on the cause of a fire on May 18 that damaged 8 units in a Valley Crescent row house complex. Elliott Lake Fire Chief John Thomas said damage to the row house units is estimated at $600,000. Some were extensively damaged while others received smoke and some water damage. 8 families were displaced at the time of the fire. I'm not sure how many are allowed back into their homes, the chief said. The units that had the most fire damage were in the center of the 8-unit building. The chief said the fire is not deemed to be suspicious in any way. Laurette Velmore and her husband Jacob Budzak lost everything in the fire at their Valley Crescent when asked by Elliot Laquette today at the scene. The fire department had quick control of the fire that morning around 10:30 a.m. and no injuries were reported. I lost everything, and my granddaughter, April Totten, lost everything, Velmore said, standing outside her gutted unit. Our granddaughter is so upset now, she said at the time. Another unnamed resident said her unit had extensive damage and called its interior a gem. She is currently looking for a new place to live and has found a temporary place at Dunlop Lodge. Velmore speculated the fire may have been caused by a propane tank exploding, and the unnamed resident speculated it could have been caused by a fire that eventually ignited a propane tank, but the exact cause has yet to be determined by fire officials. She said it started shortly after 10 a.m. Velmore and her husband had lived in their unit for 17 years, and she said they have insurance. Her neighbors Dwight and Victoria Harrington had lived in Unit 5 for 22 years and said they did not have insurance. Their unit was also substantially damaged. Efforts to collect items to assist those displaced are underway. It is not known how many residents have been able to return to their homes.